Office Wife. The story of the girl who married her boss and of the girl who took over. Harry Palmer opens the next chapter of Office Wife.
I can't believe this is happening to me. They're all here in my flat. Pilgrim and Stella and Inspector James with about six others, but I still can't believe it's not a hideous trick of some sort. I'm under arrest for the murder of Angela Tennant. And as heaven's my witness, I've not done a thing. Last night I called at her flat to pick up my cigarette case. She offered me a drink, but I turned it down. I grabbed the case and then I left. I wasn't there 5 minutes. When I left, she was perfectly well. I swear she was. I've been trapped. I don't know how and I don't know by whom. All I know is I did not murder Angela Tennant.
All right, Palmer, that's all for now. You can tell us your story later on if you want to make a statement.
Now listen to me, listen to me. You're making a mistake. When I left Angela tonight, I tell you, I don't know what all this is about.
You'd better make a move, Sergeant. I'll book him myself. I'll be about 10 minutes behind you.
But you can't do this. Wait.
It'll be better all round if you go along quietly, Farmer.
You'll pay for this. I see you planting a beak for this, Inspector James.
Well, Pilgrim, what do you make of this?
Blow me down. I know he's a crook. I know better than anyone what he's capable of, but... So help me, I never thought I'd see the day you'd haul him up for murder.
It's open and shut, too. That's what's making me think. It's too open and shut.
How come?
He's a pretty shrewd boy, that chap. And yet he's done everything but put up a sign saying he poisoned Angela Tennant. And it's not the way I'd expect him to go about it.
They all overstep the mark sooner or later, don't they?
In my business, Pilgrim, there aren't any rules.
There don't seem to be any where my old chum Harry Palmer's concerned. I should be tickled pink, but hanged if I know. This is a bit too grim even for Palmer.
I wouldn't waste any sympathy. We've arrested him, but there's a long way to go between an arrest and a conviction.
I thought you said it was open and shut.
So it is, but I'm worried. You see... Apart from Palmer being as clumsy as an idiot child over this business, there's something else. Something that you know and I know, and Palmer must have known, too.
Well?
The fool had no earthly reason to kill Angela Tennant, not a solitary reason in the world. But, Pilgrim, plenty of other people had good reason to frame Harry Palmer. You, for instance. See what I mean? I want you to understand, Palmer, you're not obliged to say anything to me. You're not obliged to make any statement at all. On the other hand, you might like to tell me what happened tonight. Well?
Where's my lawyer? I'm not saying a word till I've seen my lawyer. Have you rung him yet?
One of the constables put through a call. Who are you retaining again?
I told you, Morris Herons.
Oh,
listen, have you got a cigarette?
Sure. Help yourself. You know, Palmer, I gave you credit for being a lot smarter than this. You must have known we'd beat a path straight to your door.
Inspector James, you're a fool. I didn't get rid of Angela Tennant, and before I'm finished, I'll make you and the rest of your clod-hopping police force admit it.
It's going to be tough, old man.
Well, use your head. If I'd wanted to kill the woman, would I do it with her own sleeping pills in her own flat where I'd been seen coming and going? I could manage it better than that.
Like killing her in your car, maybe.
Where's Aaron's? I'm not saying another word till I've seen Aaron's.
That's up to you. But I can tell you this. Your case, Palmer, is one of the clearest I've ever handled, and I've handled a few. Your best bet's to make a statement now. Plead guilty and be done with it. Take my advice, man, and do as I say.
How many convictions do you get with a line of tripe like that?
You're going to do it the hard way, are you?
You bet I am.
All right, Constable.
And you needn't come back to this cell trying to scare an easy conviction out of me, James. Before I'm finished, I'll have you laughed off the force.
Have it your own way, old man. It's your neck that's involved. Literally.
Do close that door if you're coming in, Frank.
Sorry, Mark. Yeah, the whole case is an uproar.
What on earth's going on?
I must say, Marcia, you're taking it very calmly.
No? Taking what calmly?
Haven't you seen the morning papers?
No. No, as a matter of fact...
Harry Palmer was arrested last night for the murder of Angela Tennant.
Harry Palmer was what?
All over the front pages. There's not much to go on yet. It appears he walked into her flat last night... and poisoned her.
Angela poisoned? Oh, no. How awful. Why only yesterday, Frank?
Now, here, take it easy. I thought it was going to be such a shock, I'd have broken it gently.
But Angela was here yesterday.
So what? Good Lord, you mustn't let it get you down like this.
Oh.
Anything that's happened to either Angela Tennant or Harry Palmer is too darn good for him.
But, you don't know, Frank. All this time, Angela's been telling me something was going to happen.
She told you someone was going to poison her?
No. Oh, no, I didn't mean that.
Then what are you so upset about?
Well, Angela said if she put the means in my hands...
Go on. Angela said what?
No, Frank, I can't possibly tell you. Oh, it's too dreadful to even consider.
What is? Now, look, Marcia, this is a deadly serious business. Mrs. Tennant's been killed. Harry Palmer's been arrested for it. If you're mixed up in it in any way, you'd better tell me and we'll decide what's to be done between us. Are you involved?
I don't know, Frank. That's the awful part. I might be and I mightn't.
That doesn't even make sense.
Well, I can't help that. Look, Frank, leave me alone for a while, will you? I have to think this out. Oh. Yes. Oh, good Lord. Look, Timmy, can I hear you talking to me now? Good. Well... tell him I haven't been in this morning. And, Timmy, make him believe it. I can't see him now. Frank, it's Inspector James. He wants to see me. Look, I'm going to clear off for a while. Can you look after those shipping people for me?
What are you trying to dodge, Marcia?
Believe me, Frank, I'm not trying to dodge anything. Well, it's just that I have to find out more about this before I start talking to policemen.
How will you get out without James seeing you?
Down the next stairs to the lane.
Well, it's your pigeon. I don't like it, but you're your own mistress. And keep your pecker up if things get difficult.
Thanks, Frank. You know where I'm going, don't you?
I think so. And if Jeff's no help to you, remember, I'm a pretty sharp, pretty wise old bird. Go on, clear off. I'll cover up for you.
There, Jeff. Angela knew all the time this was going to happen. She must have. She was planning it. And now she's been poisoned. So many little hints she dropped her. Well, they're beginning to fit in.
Oh, look, dear, I think you're positively pole-vaulting to conclusions.
Jeff, I'm not.
Yes, you are. I was there with James. I was at Angela's flat, and then I went on to Palmer's. I watched them arrest him, and there's no possible doubt. Palmer managed to pour a drink into Angela last night with about 15 sleeping tablets in it.
Then why? Why did she read me that long screed about not weakening if I finally had Palmer right under my thumb?
Angela's mental processes, Marcia, have always been completely beyond my ken.
Speak no ill of the dead, poor thing.
And there you are. Those were her very words. Oh, Jeff. Jeff, I'm certain of it. Angela knew she'd soon be dead.
Don't tell me she sat calmly around waiting for Palmer to ply her with a shot of rat's brain.
No, please be serious. You're making a joke of it.
What can you expect? Oh, I know it's pretty horrifying, a thing like this. If Angela thought she was going to be bumped off pretty soon, why didn't she do something about it? People who think they're going to be slipped a Mickey Finn any tick of the clock don't generally charge about making capital out of it. That's all Angela seems to have done. How much money did she borrow from you?
Oh, that doesn't matter. All I know is Angela must have contrived this. And it's beside the point who Palmer is or what he's done. We can't sit by and watch them.
If Palmer didn't poison Angela, who did?
Oh, I've been trying to tell you, Jeff. I think Angela did away with herself.
For what? Pull yourself together before I get cross with you. I've never heard such a lot of rot in my life. Palmer's the man. And I'll shed no tears if they hang him for it. I don't care what Angela said or didn't say. Palmer poisoned her. And they've caught him practically red-handed. And don't you start rushing off to the police to spin them a lot of ridiculous rubbish. You hear me, Master?
Is this Stella?
I'm not expecting her back here.
Inspector...
Hello, Mrs. Pilgrim. I thought I'd find you here. What did you run away from me this morning for?
I don't know.
The police get suspicious when people try to dodge them. I'm a little bit suspicious right now, Mrs. Pilgrim. What do you know about the murder of Angela Tennant?
Here's where I have to make a decision. Do I tell this man, James, what I really think about Angela? Or for Jeff's sake, do I keep quiet till we see how the wind's blowing? Oh, but for the life of me... If Angela did take those pills herself, I don't see how it's going to be any use to Jeff. Now, somewhere I've missed something. But what?
We invite you to listen to further episodes of Office Wife, written by L.J. Hardy, a Donovan Joyce production.